This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
This next item is going to be one of those where if you haven't heard it before, you're going to be like, no, come on, really? Seriously? So here we go. You know Happy Birthday, the song? All right, that's not actually a question. It's probably sung like 311 gazillion times a year just in this country alone. It's been translated into Navajo and Maori. But it turns out there is some disagreement about its copyright. A filmmaker in New York City named Jennifer Nelson wants to use it in her documentary about that song's history. And it turns out she has to pay a licensing fee to one of those media conglomerates that owns song copyrights. Well, in a lawsuit filed yesterday, Nelson claims the song is actually derived from a popular tune of the late 1800s and so should be in the public domain. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman brings us up to speed.
When I told a friend I was doing this story, she said, no one owns that song. Toddlers own it. Parents who have put up their happy birthday videos on YouTube maybe aren't going to be hit up by Warner Music for copyright, but someone with a fancy camera, well, there's royalties to be made, says attorney Mark Rifkin. He represents filmmaker Jennifer Nelson.
For a small documentary film producer, I think $1,500 isn't a lot of money. She wants to see that the song is given back to the public.
Rifkin argues the song doesn't belong to Warner Music.
There was a song that was written in the 1890s called Good Morning to All. It's the same melody.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Exactly. Then the public just simply began to sing Happy Birthday to You.
Kind of like early 20th century crowdsourcing.
There certainly could be copyright on new lyrics plus an old melody.
Robert Brownice at George Washington University Law School says there's just no evidence that happened here. Warner Music declined to comment. Brownice estimates Warner makes about $2 million a year licensing public performances of the birthday song. They could make more, except...
There are some chain restaurants that have written their own birthday songs precisely to avoid having to pay.
Other copyrighted birthday songs are off the menu too, of course, like Stevie Wonder's and the Beatles. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.